Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines 248-539-9797. All right, so we're looking for the, maybe, I don't know if I made this clear, maybe it was a ridiculous idea, but it's, there are teams left in the NHL, eight teams left in the NHL playoffs, eight teams left in the NBA playoffs. If you just had to pick one of those 16 teams to win a title, who would you pick? Who would you pick? Gator, I'm going to read some of these answers. I want your pick, and I want Kang your pick, and I'll give mine. Scott at work says the Rangers in the NHL. Brandon Lavonia says the Florida Panthers. Robin Port Huron says New York Rangers. John and Milan says Minnesota Timberwolves. James in Detroit, Minnesota Timberwolves. Charles in New Boston says Boston Celtics. Steve says Boston Celtics. Ryan in Sterling Heights says Edmonton. Brian in St. Clair says Edmonton. George at work says the Boston Bruins. Gator, out of all those teams, who would you pick?
I think the NHL is too unpredictable. A goaltender seemingly can steal games. So I go with the NBA, and I think the Boston Celtics are primed.
Okay. Gator's going Celtics. Kang, you?
Yeah, I think both playoffs are pretty open this year, but if you had to pick a prohibitive favorite in either one of the two sports, it's the Celtics. So if you're forced me, life savings, house, you know, all that stuff, I'd have to go with the Boston Celtics as well.
So Gator said one thing, actually two things I agree with, but we have drawn different conclusions. You said goalies can steal games, but they are too unpredictable. I am braving those waters, those frozen waters of the NHL, and I am going to take the Florida Panthers behind Sergei Bobrovsky, because even though they've lost game one,
already down.
I think that goalie, I would pick them as the team that I would put all my money on. We do have Vegas odds on all this. Both leagues, the number one overwhelming favorite is Boston at 6-5, followed by the Denver Nuggets at 4-1. The third favorite at 17-4 would be the Edmonton Oilers.
This can't be updated. The Nuggets are down 2-0 right now.
When did this get sent out?
Said Nuggets.
Yeah, that's right. It's always funny.
It got sent out when they were down 1-0. Okay. So they might have taken on some water because of that. Yes. Dallas Stars and Florida Panthers are 9-2. Minnesota Timberwolves 5-1. Oklahoma City 8-1. New York Rangers 5-1. The longest shots, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers in the NBA. Cavs are 66-1, Pacers 50-1. And then the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks are 16-1, and the Boston Bruins are 10-1. But again, these odds came out yesterday afternoon before Boston won game one and before Denver fell behind 2-0. I was thinking about if the Minnesota Timberwolves win this thing and launch into an era of being at the top of the NBA, I will feel like it's the next... It potentially would be the next Golden State Warriors of a team from what has felt like an NBA outpost establishing itself. There's a long way to go for that to happen. But the bulk of our lives, the Warriors were a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got good.
Yeah, they had a stretch. The TMC.
Yeah.
Back in the, 90s, I guess. There was a stretch there where they were a lot of fun to watch. But unfortunately for them, it came at a time when there were some pretty good teams out west.
Yep.
You know, Utah and the Lakers, just to name a couple. And, of course, San Antonio.
Like, I can't even imagine a world where the Minnesota Timberwolves are the best team in the league with the best player in the league.
I think this is kind of sports in general. They want this. They want every fan base to feel like they have a shot, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe the Timberwolves become the next Warriors, or maybe they become, you know, Sacramento, which everyone thought Sacramento was going to come up and coming last year. And then they got, I think they got in the play game this year and got bounced early. But I think it's a good thing for the league. I know, generally speaking, with popularity of each sport, there's always been a dominant kind of run by a team. But I like seeing the other teams that you never see do it before. That's me. But I'm a fan of basketball. I'm a fan of football. When I'm a fan of the sport, I just like seeing new teams come up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're rooting for the league's success, I think in the Stanley Cup, you might be rooting for something like a Boston-Edmonton Stanley Cup final, given that Edmonton has got some star power.
Oh, they got star power.
And Boston would bring in eyeballs. I mean, I guess Rangers would be the same thing.
Right. Kind of been there and done that with Boston recently, but the Rangers, they had the one cup with Messier team. I think they're, without question, the team out west that they'd look for is Edmonton, because of all the history Edmonton had with the Gretzky eras. And now you've got another group of players that is just lighting it up in the league. Maybe not like the Gretzky team did, but in a similar way, these guys score so much. And I think McDavid already has 12 points in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to like with it, with Edmonton's team. But Edmonton has been known for collapses just like Toronto has.
Is the NBA want Minnesota in the finals? They want Anthony Edwards on that stage?
I can't imagine.
It's weird because the talent that Anthony Edwards is unreal. It's untapped. I mean, people are bringing up Michael Jordan to his name. It's not fair to him. He even told people to stop. But off the court, he has done some questionable things as of recent. He's really young. He's like 22 years old. So I mean, if they're going to usher out LeBron, and say what you will about LeBron, of course there's people that love him and there's people that hate him. But the guy has never embarrassed the league. You know, he's come in and he's never gotten in trouble. He's married his high school sweetheart, you know, and he's
got a school.
Yeah,
that he
exactly.
Finds.
He does all this stuff, and he's pretty clean. Anthony Edwards is not so much so far. That doesn't mean he's a bad person or anything like that, but he's had some social media tweets and some baby mama drama that's been put out there and things like that. So, as from a talent point of view, I think they'd love to market him from the off the court. I'm not sure, but the thing about the NBA and their structure is, you guys know this, and I think NHL is trying to do the same thing, is market stars in general. You don't need one guy to carry the league. You need a bunch of guys to carry the league. And Anthony Edwards can be one of those guys for sure.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jalen Brunson now with four straight 40-point games is kind of making his mark. What was the tie-in with him and the Pistons a couple years ago?
We would discuss the offseason or getting into the offseason for the Pistons when they failed to make the playoffs again of what do you do to make this team better. That was a name that came up, along with SGA. Those were the two names that kept coming up. Can the Pistons acquire Brunson or Gilgeous Alexander and somehow make a run with one of those players and better the team? And obviously it didn't happen. And now here it is. Both of those guys have exploded.
Yep.
Just absolutely exploded, along with, of course, the the players that they passed on in the draft to take other players, but it's just I can't say definitively what ineptitude of the Pistons front office because they didn't get him, because who knows what efforts were made. But that was the name, that was a hot name a couple years ago.
Yeah, because he was going to be a free agent, Doug, and it was clear that he wasn't going to come back to Dallas because they had lowballed him, or, and you know, he wanted to sign with Dallas, and they said, no, we'll wait. And so at the end of the year, when it was clear Brunson was good, Brunson basically said, well, you had your offer. You know, I'm going to test the free agent market. And then that's when the Piston rumors came in, and obviously he chose the Knicks. He's doing great.
There's all kinds of ways the Pistons could have been better, and Jalen Brunson being a Piston would have been one of them.
Did you hear about this rumor, guys, about Monty Williams maybe on his way out, possibly?
Yes, yes. And he's, look, he's only 1 year into this massive contract.
Well, I can't even talk about him being on his way out when they haven't hired a director of basketball operations yet.
Well, that usually takes anywhere between 3 to 4 months.
This whole thing, man. I mean, you should have had a short list and by Christmas.
Well, they're waiting for... Well, Horst is available now, right?
Yeah. Now he's available.
From Milwaukee?
Yep.
Yeah.
The rumor was him from Milwaukee, wait till they get bounced, but who knows what's going on over there.
Horst is from the Thumb?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it. Remember we had this discussion.
Yes, we did. He is from the Thumb, right?
I thought so.
I think he is. We were trying to come up with things from the Thumb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.